Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Marianne Evans, and I'm on the steering committee for this series. And I am just delighted and honored to introduce my dear friend and beloved voice in our contemplative community. I was fortunate to meet Leslie through our mutual Center for Action and Contemplation Living School experience. As an incoming new student, she bravely set out to make a difference and take action regarding injustice. Somehow, I'm not sure how, I connected up with her as she and six other students were in the midst of crafting a faith in action as an act of divine obedience in the face of blatantly hateful verbal, physical, and political attacks against people of color, immigrants, religious minorities, LGBTQ folks, and those who are marginalized in our divided country. I jumped at the chance to help with feedback, and I became one of the original signers on the Barman Today petition, which also included Richard Rohr, Cynthia Bourgeau, and Jim Finley. And here's a bit of a voice that she so beautifully crafted. We choose to not be silent, but to speak the truth in love and challenge the prevailing ideological and political conversation, which do not align with the divinity of love. Leslie is the perfect person during this series to help us link up our intention to understand and combat racism through our spiritual reflections, paired with our conscious work in the community. The very foundation of Richard Rohr's Center for Action and Contemplation is based on a study and practice of how to engage in social justice from a contemplative heart-centered stance. Leslie lives in Alabama and is a committed Catholic, choosing to work on the edge of the inside, in the words of Richard Rohr. Leslie is a writer, a contemplative activist, and social commentator. She's widely experienced in promoting mission and expanding outreach in a variety of sectors, including faith-based nonprofits, government, corporate, and academia. She's inspired by the Catholic social justice tradition and passionate about encouraging diversity of thought, especially as it relates to those often marginalized within the community. Her recent essay, Life, Freedom, and Dignity: Reflections of a Black American Catholic, is included in the Catholic Women Speak Network, whose visions and vocations were published by the Paulus Press on the occasion of the 2018 Synod on Young People, Faith, and Vocational Discernment. She has been interviewed on the construct of race by America Magazine, Radio Veritas, and Vatican Radio. Her blog, Leslie's Labyrinth, features writings from her African-American Catholic heart. Leslie is a graduate of Richard Rohr's Living School for Action and Contemplation. She holds an MA in communication from the University of Massachusetts Amherst and an undergraduate degree from Xavier University. And most recently, Leslie has been delving into Thomas Merton's teachings and applying them to racism. So I'd like to lead us into this presentation with a quote from Thomas Merton. And the deepest level of a communication is not communication, but communion. It is wordless. It is beyond words, it is beyond speech, and it is beyond concept. Not that we discover a new unity, we discover an older unity. My dear brothers and sisters, we are already one, but we imagine we are not. And what we have to recover is our original unity. What we have to be is what we are. And here I am delighted to turn you over to Leslie.